Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Indeed, powered by the SID Media. Pastor Lobang Rabologo Dumela.
Dumela Rara. Hello, Ting.
Ruting, I'm a Ruti, the guy.
Yeah, Rara Ting, I'm a Ruti, the guy.
Eh, le pizza sentle, Humbian.
Yeah, Rutosa Center.
This afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us once again. We're talking and continuing to have a conversation about, the subject fearing of the Lord. And so we're still talking about this. And today we're discussing the meaning of Proverbs 9 verse 10. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So can we fear God and rejoice in the Lord at the same time?
It sounds like it's something that is too edged, but it's something that has similar meaning. When you read in the book chapter 2 verse 11, it speaks to serving the Lord with fear and rejoicing with trembling. For us to understand fearing God and rejoicing in the Lord would want us to understand exactly what fearing the Lord is all about. Because fearing the Lord does not have connotations of scaring or being scared or being afraid.
Yeah.
It's all about obedience to God. It's all about intimacy with God. It's all about loving God and understanding who God is. So if we approach it from what it actually means, then we'll be able to understand that we can be fearful of God and at the same time rejoice in the Lord.
Oh yes, indeed.
Therefore, it's not like you are bringing something totally contrasting one from the other, but you are bringing in one thing that means, when you love the Lord, you fear the Lord. When you love the Lord, you rejoice in the Lord. Yes, sir.
Beautiful. Now, fearing the Lord, reverence, yes. So can one be reverent and also be rejoicing at the same time? I mean, when you're rejoicing, for instance, David danced before the Lord much to the irritation of his wife, who felt that, no, you're desecrating the seat of the kingdom, etc., etc., but also making a mockery of the Lord, as it were. So the wife was really unpleased with this. There David really was rejoicing, yes, but looks like he lacked in the side of reverence. So can we really truly be reverent while we're rejoicing? It looks like the king himself failed in this.
Yeah. Like I mentioned last time, that it is unfortunate that our thought of who God is and what pleases God and what God expects of us is clouded and tainted. My perception of how I should praise God, my perception of how I should rejoice to God is completely different from what we may perceive as me rejoicing in the Lord. Some people would say there is a holy dance. I don't know a holy dance because it is not prescriptive or descriptive in the Bible that you put your feet first going forward or going back. When you shake your body, you shake it this way and that way, or you do this and that. But what we know is that everything that we do should bring reverence to the Lord. Everything that we say should lift up the Lord. Therefore, when David was dancing to the Lord, my reading of the scripture would mean that he understood exactly what God requires of him, for him to rejoice, because as the king, all eyes are on you. Therefore, the way you would carry yourself in whatever way, people are looking at you. Yep. He was reprimanded and admonished by Prophet Nathan, that what you have done is wrong. Therefore, there is no how your child would live because of what you've done to Uriah, your warrior. So there is no how your child would live because of what you've done. So he knew exactly what the Lord expected. And my feeling and my belief is along those lines. I may be wrong in my interpretation, but my belief is that David knew exactly what rejoicing the Lord, ordaining for the Lord, meant or was to be done.
Right. Thank you for that. And to the point where we get to, you know, fearing the Lord, you know, having that reverence from God. What do you believe brings about that fear of the Lord?
You know, the knowledge of God, understanding who God is, will bring us to a point now where we know whom we are lifting up, we are praising, whom we are being obedient to, or who holds our lives in His hands. So the knowledge of God will direct us into understanding what we ought to do in order to exhibit fear. Recognition of His authority, as in Psalm 33 verse 8, the Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of His unfailing love. If we understand and know who God is, and recognizing that God is total authority, He is authority. Fearing the Lord leads to intimacy and obedience. Psalm 128 verse 1 says, blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to
Him. Yes. Oh, yes.
So our knowledge of Him, I assure you, will guide you into doing that which is right.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, practically, in a day-to-day living, what does it mean to walk in the fear of the Lord? If you can just break it down on a daily basis. When a person walks in the fear of the Lord,
I usually equate that to how we revere our ministers and presidents, earthly presidents and ministers, and how we revere our chiefs and our kings. When they walk into the room, we stand. And when they are in the room, we arrive late, there is that way in which we walk. So we walk in a manner that we don't make noise. And the way we sit in our chairs, we sit in a way that even when we shift in our chairs, we won't make noise. So, practically, our showing our walk with God will be maintaining a posture that shows that Him that I'm walking with is sovereign. And Him I'm walking with understands me and I understand Him. Can two walk together unless... Right?
Yeah.
They agree. Therefore, you know, in terms of a building, if you want a building to stay for a long time, you keep maintaining it at a set time.
Very true.
Therefore, our maintenance also of working with God has to be in the similar fashion. We are in constant talk with Him. We are in constant communion with Him to ensure that we are renewed every day. We recognize, like I said earlier, that He is sovereign, He is authority. We respond to Him, and we also align our thoughts. You know, aligning thoughts is very important. You know, when people want to go into partnership in business, they want to be people who think in the same line. They have the same objective. Therefore, when it comes to God working with Him, we maintain the same attitude. Where God expects me to be this way, and I strive to ensure that I maintain that piety, and I also maintain that alignment. You know, when the car tire gets finished on the inside, you go for alignment, and they do the alignment. They go underneath, they loosen, they tighten, and they will tell you, no. The bushes are dead. You need to replace one or two things. And you do that so that the car is in what? In total alignment.
True.
Therefore, alignment is total. You are in sync with the Most High on daily basis.
Yep.
You walk right. You talk right. You sit right. You eat right. And you respond and you respect who He is in humility.
I like that, man. I like that. I think it's quite practical, especially that you moved from the known, you know, to the unknown, how we reverence our kings, earthly kings, and how we can translate this to our heavenly Father. It's actually very practical, you know, put it in practice in our daily lives. Now, lastly, Muruti, what would it then mean to, you know, when it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? I mean, seems like wisdom is attached to the fear of the Lord. So the beginning of wisdom, fear of the Lord, please unpack this.
Yes. I wrote somewhere an equation of some kind. Reverence equals wisdom.
Okay.
Because I assure you, if you pray to pass exams, if you pray to pass exams and you don't read, there's a guarantee that surely you will fail.
Yes.
If you pray and you don't read for your exams, it's guaranteed you will fail. But if you read and you pray, you will pass your examinations. So, if I want to be wise, I have to be founded in one who gives wisdom. So if I don't know God, yet I believe I will be wise, then surely I think I'm walking the wrong path. So the foundation of wisdom is fearing God.
Yeah.
Fearing God is like I'm intimate with Him. Intimacy meaning I know who He is. I know how to get closer to Him. I know what He wants, and I know how He wants it. Therefore, the foundation is that if I fear Him, surely, I will be a wise person.
Beautiful.
Psalm 111 verse 10 states, "Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever." Proverbs 9:10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight." Now get that, insight.
Yeah.
Insight is not something that is shared. You will have your insight, and God will give you your insight. Some will get insights of prophetic nature.
Okay.
Some would have insights where when they sing, you hear four voices at the same time.
Okay.
Some, when they talk, they are orators. When they talk, you are glued. You sit and listen to them. You would love to listen to them forever. So you get that insight if you fear the Lord. That is what the King Solomon is saying. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is insight.
Interesting. Now, tell me, Pastor, lastly, fear of the Lord, or can it translate to a generally successful life?
According to what we read, I would say in the affirmative.
Okay.
If one practices good business ethics, and they are good religious business ethics.
Yes.
I assure you, even if they are reading, if I may borrow his name, from the book written by Robert Kiyosaki. When they read from that book, poor dad, rich dad. And they take principles from in there and they merge those principles and align them with what God requires, I assure you. What they touch will be gold.
Wow.
It may not be instant. It will take time. I assure you, it will take time. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it's growing taproot.
Yeah.
It's growing taproot. It's going deeper and deeper to hold. And then it will start growing those capillary roots that are more of shallow roots. That will be just beneath the ground, slightly beneath the ground. But the taproot will be holding the entire idea. And they will prosper, just like King Solomon did.
Indeed.
Yes.
Well, Pastor, these are very deep truths that you have actually shared with us this afternoon. I must thank you for coming through. We are going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time and at the same place. But today, Pastor, we truly, truly appreciate your presence here and, of course, your ability to actually unpack this thing so seamlessly and so clearly. Thank you so much and blessings to you.
You are welcome, sir. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Muruti.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.